Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman officially announced his candidacy for the Senate this week.
I saw that.
And I think everyone knew that was going to happen. He's become a bit of a star of the Democratic Party in the last couple months.
Right. I think he's relatively progressive.
He is as progressive as you can be and win a statewide office in Pennsylvania.
Right. I did see that the one thing he's not progressive on is fracking. He is not going to back down from that. He wants fracking, just to be clear.
And, you know, his refusal to back down might be his political undoing. The New York Times published a story yesterday about an incident in 2013 where Fetterman, then the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, which is a really depressed old industrial town.
It's near
outside
Pittsburgh.
Of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like maybe 5-6 miles outside of city limits. It's what people who have not been to Pittsburgh think Pittsburgh is.
Right.
Anyway, while he was mayor of Braddock, he heard in 2013, he heard what he thought were gunshots.
Okay.
So he raced out of his house, hopped into his truck, and he sees a black man running down the street. And assumes that this
sounds
is the guy.
So fishy already.
So he chases the guy down in his truck.
Oh my
jumps
God.
Jumps out, pulls a shotgun, and detains the guy until the police come. Now, the victim in this case said that he was simply out jogging, that he heard some sounds too. There were kids setting off bottle rockets in the parking lot by the library.
Okay.
He also says that then Mayor Fetterman pointed the shotgun at his chest.
Oh my God.
Fetterman denies that part of the story. He said that he held the gun, but never actually pointed at him, which I think is actually immaterial, because if someone has a shotty and they're holding you basically hostage, there's no difference between them holding at your feet and your chest.
Yeah, they don't have to point it at you. I mean, pulling out a gun just period is like, okay, you've got a gun. You are the person in power.
Now, it gets a little bit tricky. Fetterman, for his part, has never apologized for this.
Of course not.
Which is probably going to be his political undoing. I mean, he can't go back and do things differently on that date. But in 2021, after the summer of uprisings that we had, a little bit more contrition is necessary.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you just show a little contrition, people forgive you. They actually forgive you if you actually are genuine in your contrition.
Now, I've heard people say things like, this is not going to hurt him because he's won a statewide office since that happened. You know, he won the lieutenant governor. 2018 is not 2021. The political climate is dramatically different now.
But is your state dramatically different? That's what I would ask.
I mean, Pennsylvania is Pennsylvania. Now, when he won lieutenant governor, there were three candidates. I think he won with like 32% of the vote. The Democratic primary. And Eastern Pennsylvania, being Philadelphia and the Philadelphia suburbs and a couple of those towns, split between three Eastern Pennsylvania candidates.
Okay.
And he basically won the Pittsburgh area and Central Pennsylvania, which, if you look at the map, looks like he overwhelmingly took the state. But a lot of that shit is sparsely populated once you get outside of Pittsburgh. There's really no one there.
It's just like the Republicans map where it's like all red and it's like, they want to take away voting from all these places. And it's like, hey, guess what? Land can't vote. It's people.
Exactly.
Vote.
People vote. And in the Democratic primaries, a lot of those people are black.
Right.
And I think it's going to be difficult if you cannot get the black vote in Philly to win this state. Unless, of course, you end up with three Philly area politicians splitting that vote and then it doesn't matter.
I was just going to ask, is he going to be in a primary or is it just he's going to go straight to?
No. He will have a primary. So far, he's the only Democrat who has announced.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if his primary opponents will use that. Because, you know, Democrats don't know how to use stuff. They don't know how to use dirt on their opponents.
They know how to use dirt on other Dems. Like, they can sling mud.
Yeah, that's true. They did that to Bernie. That's true.
I mean, I personally like him as a politician. I wish he was more of a leftist, but I'm a pragmatist. I know we cannot get anyone left of him in the Senate or in the governor's office.
Right.
I like his wife a lot as a person.
Okay.
I think that Gisele Fetterman is an absolute saint.
Okay.
She
So
for
that
the
says a lot for him.
Yeah, she's they gave up the lieutenant governor's mansion. Pennsylvania is one of the few states that actually has a mansion for the lieutenant governor.
Right.
They like gave it to some veterans charity. Before that, they just opened the pool up to the community. They made it a public pool.
Okay.
So, I mean, good people, but you can't point guns at people.
You
That might be
can't.
disqualified.
It might be, unless he does a genuine apology. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm doing air quotes, genuine apology, obviously, for, his own political future. But, these politicians, they don't know how to actually apologize. A lot of them do the, "I'm sorry if I hurt you," which is the fake apology.
Oh, I tell you, the only thing that might save him is that the victim in that situation is now doing time for like kidnapping and a bunch of other crimes.
Oh, ouch. That's not a good look.
Yeah, and you know how America is. Doesn't matter if you were innocent at that time.
You're always guilty, especially if you're black.
Yeah. So, welcome back to Eat the Press, guys.
Welcome back. Sorry, last week we left you hanging. Had some audio issues. As always, that's always our issue. Audio
But you know
issues.
what? We were able to issue everyone a full refund.
We were. So I hope you got your check in the mail from us. And our
So
Patreon, and for our Patreon listeners, thank you anyways.
should we do a Patreon?
I don't know. You don't have a Patreon. Would you guys give us money if we did a Patreon? Because you know what? Honestly, I would love to have enough money to actually pay somebody to do our social media. Like, to that would be their job. So I yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about this offline.
Okay.
Oh, so in news, yesterday began the Senate trial for former President Donald J. Trump's impeachment.
That's right. I watched the opening argument from the House. It was like 10, 12 minutes long, something like that. Did you watch it?
The mixtape?
The mixtape, yeah. That was a pretty good mixtape. They had a good
I enjoyed
editor.
that.
So if you didn't watch it, it was basically they spliced together Trump's speech at his Stop the Steal rally right before everyone stormed the Capitol building. They spliced in news footage, and they spliced in also actual footage from people who were there filming themselves like idiots. And they did it in a timeline that showed exactly when Trump was saying things and what was happening as he was saying them and or tweeting them. So it's a pretty chilling timeline when you see it like that.
Yeah, coming into this, I was not sure. I mean, I was not sure that this is something he could be convicted of. Not because the Republicans are just going to vote the way the Republicans are going to vote, but simply because while it's clear that he incited this violence, I didn't think it met the legal standard.
I think it does. If you listen to the words at his rally, it's a lot of "go fight like hell," "go there now," like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Having seen that the way it was presented, I think now that he actually could face criminal charges after this, I mean, he won't, but I think it meets the criminal standard now.
Well, that's funny you say that because apparently his lawyer in his opening statements suggested something like that. He said something along the lines of, if what he did is criminal, well, then why won't the Department of Justice go arrest him? He's basically saying, go arrest him if he did it. And it's just like,
Imagine
oh.
your lawyer saying that. You know what? You should just charge him.
That's basically what he said.
He's paying that man. I would beat his ass.
Is he paying him though? That's the thing. Trump doesn't
This
ever
is
pay
true.
people. Apparently, too, I read that Trump was, watching it on TV and absolutely furious and borderline screaming, and his lawyers just were all over the place. Did you watch any of their clips?
I've seen a couple of the clips. So this legal team was basically just cobbled together in the last like week and a half or something.
Right. And for listeners who don't know, one of his lawyers is, I forget his first name, but his last name is Castor. He's the one who represented Bill Cosby, trying to get Bill Cosby to go free. And then Trump's other impeachment lawyer, David Schoen, I don't know how to say that, he was going to defend Jeffrey Epstein before Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. He didn't kill
Thank
himself.
you, thank you, thank you for saying Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. That's been a point of contention on this show.
He didn't. He was allowed to kill himself.
Well, yeah, most people are allowed to kill themselves.
Not when you're in high security detention. You're not.
Do you think that the prison industrial complex gives a fuck about prisoner safety?
Of course not, but
Lots of people die on suicide watch.
dude, have you read the details of this? They were not doing their checks on him on the hour the way they should have been. And
Yeah, no, totally.
the
That's because
guards,
they don't care.
the guard, yes, but come on. This is like one of the highest profile inmates ever.
Let me ask you a question. Do you care that he died?
Yes, I do. I wanted him to face justice. I think that's the easy way out. That's the easy way out. Prison is a lot worse, especially when you're a fucking pedophile.
You know, if dying is so easy, why doesn't everyone do it?
Everyone does do it. Everyone
No faking.
dies, Jason. So anyways, yes, his Trump's lawyers are the bottom of the barrel lawyers, and they are shit. They are shit lawyers. Apparently that one lawyer was doing open mic type jokes in his own. He did some bit about, like, why do we call them my senator?
Yeah, that was Castor. Schoen seems to be the more sober and competent of the two. The thing that made the most headlines about Schoen was him like patting his head when he was drinking water, and then some observant Orthodox Jews said that men have to cover their head when they drink water. Normally, they don't do that because they're wearing the yarmulke, but for whatever reason, he didn't wear his yarmulke. So every time he took a sip, he had to like put his hand up on his head.
Wow, that's a very specific rule. That's what it, I don't, why, where would that come from?
I mean, like, these things go back thousands of years. I'm sure everything made sense when it was codified.
Yeah, apparently too, showing they had done negotiations about he had to observe Sabbath, so they weren't going to do the trial on the weekend, and then I guess those details leaked and he backed off of that.
So how observant is he if he's like, nah, I'll work on Shabbat?
I don't know.
I mean, I just don't understand why he wouldn't just wear the yarmulke. That seems like a thing that I've seen people do. I've seen yarmulkes on people's heads.
Everywhere, plenty of places, everywhere, people. It's not what I didn't understand that, but okay. I had a thought too, just speaking about whether or not they're going to convict him. Maybe you can verify this for me, but they need 67 votes in the Senate to convict him of inciting an insurrection. That's the only thing he's been charged of. but they only need 51, right, to say that he can't hold office in the future.
Ooh, I don't know if that's true. I thought they needed 60.
Is it 60? I thought it was 51. I thought they just needed a simple majority. Yeah, can you Google it real quick before?
Yeah, I'm Googling this right now.
All right, we just Googled this, and actually, I think, okay, they have to convict him to be able to sanction him from serving in the future, holding any office. It's not clear if that requires a supermajority or if it's just a simple majority. Okay.
Yeah, so you need two-thirds to convict him. So 67. And then if he is convicted, to actually penalize him. Yeah, exactly.
So they can't unless he's convicted, they can't do the simple majority vote, which would be 51 votes, to bar him from holding office. So as it is, yesterday, this is Wednesday. Yesterday was the first day of the trial. As it is, it was a 56-44 vote at the beginning to just even see if this was constitutional. And actually, Republicans previously in January when they held this vote because Rand Paul forced it, there was only 55 Republicans, and they picked up a sixth Republican yesterday that said it was constitutional.
So this is just how disingenuous they are. This is the Senate. It's not the House, which means most of these people are educated. A lot of them are lawyers. They're not a bunch of fucking rubes like Lauren Boebert. So like these people know what they're talking about. The idea that he can't be removed because he's already out of office. If you look at the criminal world, if you are accused of a crime for which there is a statute of limitations, if they indict you before the statute of limitations expires, they can still convict you afterwards.
Right.
They just
but
have
also,
to get the indictment.
There's no, you know, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but it makes sense. There's no thing that says, oh, if a president commits a crime the last week of his term, well, we can't do anything about it because he's going to be gone anyways.
Yeah, I would absolutely commit all the crimes the last week out.
Who wouldn't? Here's a thought that I had. There's been over the last 4 or 5 years a lot of talk about how a lot of Republicans in Senate and Congress are terrified of Trump and his tweets, and that behind closed doors they hate him and they don't want anything to do with him. But because they're afraid of him, they hold their tongues and they vote. They don't do anything against him. Guess what? He's not the president anymore. He doesn't tweet anymore. We barely have heard from him at all. And yet they're still sticking to it. So what does that tell you about them? This is who they are.
They absolutely support him.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, this is their shot to get rid of him. As long as they don't convict him, that means he's around to run in 2024. He's around to hold that weight over their heads.
It's like, how can you guys not see that you have the power to get rid of this person that you're so, quote, afraid of? They're not afraid of him. They agree with him. And that can be seen by, you know, the Republicans' own history of dog whistles and, you know, all the things that they did, you know, unstated, he just did out in the open. They're fine with him.
So I've seen a lot of references to My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
I've never seen that film.
Yeah, I mean, it's been...
So I'm going to need you to summarize My Cousin Vinny for me.
That's what I was just saying. I haven't seen it in a long, long time, so I could not. I just know that... the Joe Pesci's character seems like a bad lawyer, but he actually is a good lawyer, I think. Is that it? I don't know.
Is that the plot? All I know is like Marissa Tomei's in it. I know that.
Yes. I don't know, Jason. Why are you quizzing me?
It seems like, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, having not seen this movie, I bet it plays up a lot of Italian American stereotypes. I bet it's
Oh, for
wildly
sure it does.
offensive.
I bet it is. Yes. Lots of things that were made in the 70s and 80s and even the 90s, even today, are wildly offensive.
I was just thinking about Eastbound and Down. You ever watch that show, the Kenny Powers?
I did, and I remember loving it when it was on.
Yeah, that show's pretty recent. I have a feeling today it would be outrageously offensive. I mean, it was intentionally, it was like edgelord shit.
It
I
was,
don't
it
think you could make
was.
that show today.
Would he be MAGA? I feel like he'd be MAGA.
He is Trump. I've always said that Trump was Kenny Powers. He was Kanye West. These people with these huge egos and yet crippling insecurities at the same time.
Yes. That's a great insight.
That's why Kanye gravitated towards Trump. Kanye is Trump.
Absolutely. He identifies with him 100%.
Did you see that Bob Ross ass painting that the
Oh,
Northwest
yes, that
painted?
is. Yeah, apparently a Kim Kardashian put on her Instagram story this picture that her 7-year-old painted, and you lying. He did not paint. Wait,
She.
is North a girl? She, yeah, I couldn't remember. North is such a, gender ambiguous name, so I didn't know. I don't know. I don't pay attention to them. But yes, North painted a great painting, apparently.
It was a beautiful landscape, but when you look at it closely, it is very Bob Ross. Like someone clearly watched one of those videos and did the tutorial. And I've convinced myself now that the kid did it.
I mean, the kid could have just watched a Bob Ross video and done it.
But people attacked her because it's Kim Kardashian West, and you can't. She's not the most credible person in American society.
No, not
And
her.
the painting looked really good. Really good.
It did. I mean, maybe the kid is a genius. I mean, I actually looked up the other day the stages of drawing for children, their developmental stages, because I wanted to see where my 2.5-year-old was at.
Don't
And
do that.
I just was curious. Like, I'm not trying to put any pressure on her or anything, but I was like, she just scribbles. And I was like, this is probably the beginning because she scribbles and she will say that this is a thing. And I'm like, yeah, of course, that's whatever you just said it was. But it's still the first stage. But yeah, to get to that level of painting is like the last stage and happens, I think, when you're like between 10 and 13. It's like realistic drawing. So, I don't know.
So good to Northwest. Maybe she'll make something of herself.
Yeah,
She seems to
but
have those bootstraps.
yep, she does. Good for her. Oh,
So where
wow.
were
We've
we?
been
My
on a
Cousin Vinny.
way back, way tangent, way tangent. Yeah, no, where were we? Oh, Trump's trial. That's where we were.
Yeah, so Trump's motley legal team has been making just embarrassing themselves.
It's so funny. I could get up there and do a better job, I think. I wouldn't, but I could.
Yeah, you know, the devil does not need advocates. Plus, you don't know that that money is good.
Yeah,
That's
this money doesn't.
why I personally would not play myself for Trump. Not that I wouldn't whore myself out for money, but like you got to trust the money's coming.
Yeah, that he yes, absolutely. Also, I think the legal tack they were one of the lawyers yesterday said that on the fly they changed their order of presentation. Literally, he said this out loud because the Democrats' presentation was so good. They changed the order up. So apparently their whole defense at this point is this is not constitutional to do. They may change that defense. They probably will try because I think they were kind of scared shitless from the Democrats' presentation yesterday.
So we will be monitoring the trial closely, and by closely, I mean we'll kind of read some articles and watch some clips.
Yep, that's what we'll do for
Yeah, I
you
can't.
because you guys don't have to do it.
Yeah, we will summarize these things for you. We've talked about this podcast not being the Trump pod, and I thought we would be done with him.
One of my
Hopefully, this is.
comedian friends had a funny tweet after Biden was elected, and he was like, something like, "Is everyone who started a podcast during Trump presidency going to stop their podcast now?" I'm like, "No, we're not." All right.
No, because we actually have another president and another administration, and they're still fumbling.
Oh my God. Let's talk about it. COVID-19 stimulus relief bill.
It's looking like the Democrats are now changing the income threshold at which eligibility for the stimulus payment phases out. The previous stimulus payment, the $600 stimulus that went out, had an upper income threshold of $75,000 for individual filers. That's when it started to phase out. Once you reached $100,000, you got nothing. For married filers filing jointly, that income limit was set at $150,000. It's looking like they're moving forward for the second part of the stimulus with an upper income threshold of $50,000, $50,000 in 2019,
It's just
before the
wrong. Yes,
pandemic.
they're basing it on 2019 taxes, whereas 2020 is where lots and lots of people lost their jobs or became
Underemployed. Yeah.
yes. Which, I've seen people argue online. So, but nobody's done their 2020 taxes. Okay. So just send everybody a fucking check
Send them
then.
the fucking money. And they set the upper income threshold for a couple, married filing jointly, at $100,000. Let me give you an idea of how fucking absurd that is. In 2008, when the Bush administration sent out those stimulus checks, they set the thresholds at 75,000 for an individual and 150,000 for a married couple filing jointly. That was 13
13.
years ago without a fucking pandemic. Yes, it was an economic crisis, but there was no corresponding health crisis. And 13 years later, they're going to say, "Nah, we can drop those numbers by half." I mean, by
It's
50%.
fucked up. I mean, and this point was made online, so it's not my own original thought, but if that $600 is part of the quote 2000, which they campaigned on, which just what a fucking but nobody cares. Just send the money. If it nobody cares if it's bipartisan or not. If that 600 was supposedly the first part of the 2000 and now it's 1400, then why isn't everybody getting that 1400?
Yeah, that's how you know that the 2000 is a lie. If I got the first part, why do I not get the second part? There is no $2,000 stimulus.
They should just do $2,000 a month per person to everybody. They can. It's not like they don't have the money. Just make the money. Make the printer go brrr.
They printed trillions of dollars for corporations in Wall Street. Trillions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a load of shit. And this is how the Democrats always like lose because they don't understand messaging. People do not give a fuck. Like, if it's bipartisan, which is part of the reason why they are like, well, we're trying to make it bipartisan. People don't care. Just send them the fucking money. Nobody's gonna go
Yeah.
to the voting booth and be like, well, this what there wasn't bipartisan, so I'm not gonna vote for the Democrats. They're gonna go to the voting booth in 2022 and go, these motherfuckers lied to me.
They promised me $2,000 and didn't give it to me. And that's absolutely true because who gives a shit about bipartisanship? If I believe that I had good ideas and you had terrible ideas, why would I want to work with you? Why wouldn't I just put shit through if I had the power to do so.
This is how you know that the Democrats have their corporate masters as well.
I mean, I understand that the Democrats are not a left-wing party. They are a center-right party. But you would think that they understood power in messaging.
They
You
don't.
don't have to be ideologically left to know that you can win votes by giving people services, giving them money.
Right. They, I mean, you sent me the link that Mitt Romney's own childcare plan is better than theirs.
Yeah, Mitt Romney has a plan that would combine a couple of existing tax credits and eliminate TANF, which is cash assistance welfare, mm-hmm. but would pay out $3,600 per child under the age of six and $3,000 per child over the age of six to every family earning under $400,000 a year.
And the Democrats' plan is, I think, less than that. How much more less? I feel like it's 3,000.
Yeah, it's slightly less money, but the bigger thing is that it would be means tested. It would only go out to families that made under $150,000.
Right. And so the only thing I would
and
ask
it'd be 1 year. Sorry,
right.
The Democrat thing would be 1 year, and right. Romney's thing would be permanent.
Right, which would eliminate the welfare, but it would pull a lot of people out of poverty. Here's my question. What about the people that don't have children and are on welfare?
Those people don't exist.
Oh, they don't?
No. TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, is the name of our current cash assistance welfare program. And it is a shell of a program. The Clinton administration pretty much killed welfare. They finished
right.
the job the Reagan administration started. No one gets it. I had a job where I worked with a lot of extremely poor mothers. And they would come in and I would talk to them, and no one got cash assistance. I mean, they received other programs. They received food stamps.
Right.
People got Section 8. But no one gets cash.
Right. So it would really help people. So, but the Democrats are doing a worse plan than a fucking Republican.
Yeah, and this isn't even like Tom Cotton or Josh Hawley doing some fake trying to outflank the Dems on the left. This is Romney doing a very centrist program. Like, this is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. This would help so many people. The Democrats are just, look, they're not Trump, and I'm glad Trump is gone. But God damn it, they're so stupid. They just don't understand power. I know that they're pushing this bill through with reconciliation, which means they don't need the Republicans to pass it. But if they don't need the Republicans to pass it because they're using reconciliation, then give people the money. What are you doing? No one is stopping you but you.
So I was thinking a lot about the role of the whip. Majority whip, the minority whip, the person whose job it is to round up the votes.
To whip them votes.
Yeah,
you know, my family calls me the whip.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I don't think
I'm...
they do. This is like LL telling people they call me Big LA. No one calls him Big LA. No one calls him the whip.
My husband always calls me the whip because I'm the one that gets people to do things. I'm also called Demanda because I'm very bossy.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that's me. All right, go ahead. Sorry. I interrupted.
But I was like, in the Senate, the whip is Dick Durbin for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can get Joe Manchin in line. But what's the point of having someone be the whip if they're not really willing to put the beats on somebody? Like, I would put hands on Joe Manchin if I were elected as the whip.
Oh, you don't even have to put hands on him. Just be like, we're going to primary you. That's all you have to fucking do.
I don't think that threat would really hurt Joe Manchin, because Joe Manchin could just become a Republican and win that seat.
Fuck.
He's got a pretty safe seat. That's why you just got to beat his ass, like actual whip.
I mean, leave bruises.
That's what they do in other countries.
Do everything below the clothes so nobody can tell that he was actually beat up.
Yeah, like put an orange in a sock, doesn't leave marks.
Oh, Lord.
I've seen, like, parliament in other countries. People go to blows. And
they
have functional governments.
That they do. Yeah, the Democrats are way too concerned with being polite and tradition. And, man, you got power. Use it. Use it. If they want power and they want to keep their power, They got to make the people happy. That's all the fucking matters.
I mean, FDR gave us some social programs, and people loved him so much they had to change the fucking rules to keep him from being elected again.
Right? I mean, that's I don't understand these Democrats. I really don't. If all you care about is power, that's how you keep power. Republican programs are not popular. They have to cheat and gerrymander and vote suppress to get the majority. Your policies are popular. You don't have to do those shitty things.
Well, you do have to actually enact your policies.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
And all it takes is this one person to throw Joe Manchin in the figure four leg lock, and we'd probably get some shit done.
Well, oh, we have a special thing next week.
Oh, tell me about it.
We're gonna be guests on another podcast. So look for us to promote that podcast next week, not this week, next week. I'm not quite sure if we're gonna.
We might not be releasing a pod this next week.
Yeah, they go long. They do an hour and a half episode, which is twice as long as we do, if not more. So
they got stamina.
They do have stamina. But yeah, look for that and we'll promote it. It's BY Money Pod. And I guess that's it.
I'm a little bit worried.
About?
If you give me an hour and a half in front of the mic, I might get really out of pocket.
Great. That makes for a good guest. That makes you a good guest. That makes you entertaining.
Then I got to hear it from my wife.
She's not going to listen to an hour and a half
That's
of you
right.
talking.
I wouldn't even tell her.
Yeah, she won't. She'll have no idea. Okay, well, follow us on all the things. Leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars there. Let us know if you think we should do a Patreon. Just add us and tell us if we should do that.
Yeah, or if you just want to cash at me, email us at EatThePress. I'll give you that.
Yep. Follow Jason at Fraser Approves on Twitter. Follow me at Amanda Dubby. And as always, thank you to our good friend Kevin McLeod for the music. I got you.
Thank you, Kevin. And I will put that in the credits.
Yes, you have to. I've been telling you that since we started the pod. All right. Until next time.
See you next time.